Gaddafi toppled King Idris in 1969 and sought to marginalise the Senussis with a vengeance. Idris's heir and his family were first imprisoned, then sent into exile in London, having been forced to watch their house burnt to cinders by the regime. Then, in 1988, Gaddafi sent the bulldozers into Jugbub, and the Great Zawiya was razed to the ground. "It took 11 days for them to destroy it," Sheikh Mohammed says, as if it was yesterday. "Then they finished it off with 17 explosions." He takes me outside, and we walk across a vast expanse of rubble, sizzling beneath the white desert sun. 47,000 square meters of smashed marble, white stone, date palm trunks, rusting wires and nails. Nothing within the old compound remains standing.